Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. So good to see all of you here this morning. Amen. And ready for the word of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is here and she's ready. Glory to God. Amen. We're still at the rehab. And when I got here, she was all dressed, and as I got here, they set her up in the chair. Amen, amen. And she's looking good and bright and cheery. It's a beautiful day here in St. Louis. I think it's about 50 degrees already this morning. Wow, wow. So we just thank God for all that he's doing and the way that he does it. Amen. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up with prayer this morning. First, greet everybody, and then open us up with a word of prayer. Say hi to everybody, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody. And I love everybody.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth
as it is
in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and
forgive us
our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and power and glory
forever
and ever.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 95 and read Psalm 95 together. Hallelujah. I won't hear you, but God will hear you. So Psalm 95, King James, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And then we'll go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. So Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Glory to God. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Amen. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, you know, it's our time for the pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. We want to ponder on what the Lord has given to us. He's given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, his name, his character, and his nature. And so every month he gives us another part to just of himself, his character, his nature, his name, to ponder on. And so this month we're pondering on the Lord as our transformer. Hallelujah. He's our transformer. He's the one that changes us. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about he takes us from strength to strength. Hallelujah. He takes us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. So he is definitely the transformer. He's our transformer. Amen. You know, you think about those transformer toys that are out there. But he is the transformer. And those transformer toys, they change all into all kinds of different shapes that you never even knew that they were going to transform into. Hallelujah. So God is doing new things on the inside of us and just transforming us. Amen. And the transforming that he's doing is he's transforming us into his image and into his likeness. Hallelujah. Amen. Just not transforming, just to be transforming. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 4 and 13 says it really well. Ephesians 4, verse 10. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. So as he's transforming us, that's what we're being transformed into. Hallelujah. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a song, and the song is called Transformed, and it's by this lady. I never really heard of her, but I guess she's well known in many circles. It's called Transformed, and it's by Catherine King. Amen. And so you'll hear, you know, listen to some of the lyrics. Maybe you can go, you know, on your own and listen to it as well. I'm just going to play a part of it today. But it's called Transformed by Catherine King, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, King. Amen. And surely we do not own the rights to this song, but we're going to play a little bit of it this morning. Glory to God. Transform.
When the storm has raged, the mountains quake, when the winds and waves fall still, when my years are spent, this old garment rent, you will be my lover still. You will find me in you're confused in the clefts of the rock. Through the eye of the needle to this holy place, where I build my altar to you, God. Let me be transformed from one image to another by the working of your power. Conform to the lover of my soul. Lover of my soul. A barren day, though the harvest yield no green, should the blossoms fall, should I lose it all, your unfailing mercy remains. You will find me in the narrow way, hidden in the cliffs of the rock. Through the eye of the needle to this holy place, where I build my altar to you, God. Let me be transformed.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're being transformed. We're being changed. Hallelujah. Into his image, into his likeness, the lover of our soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And he loves to transform us. Praise God. Praise God. So that's our pearl to ponder, is we're being transformed. And the interesting thing is God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're changing constantly. Hallelujah. As we're being transformed into his image and his likeness that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's ponder on that. Hallelujah. Being transformed by the transformer. Amen. Let's go on into our declarations. Oh, I'm telling you, it's very important to declare and decree a thing. I got a little testimony, a story to tell about declaration. But first, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. The grass withers. This is Isaiah 40 and verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we've gone through a few things here this week with our dear Pastor Mom. We praise his holy name. She will be coming back home she's leaving a rehab on tomorrow, and we're bringing her back home. But before we could prepare, we had to prepare for her to come back home. And I want to say this as I'm talking about the preparation. She's doing fine. Hallelujah. Even though she's had that surgery with a fractured femur, she's not in pain. Glory to God. There's no swelling. There's no infection. We give God all the glory. Hallelujah. She's doing good. She's in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So much to thank God for. Hallelujah. And so as we were preparing to take her home with us, we knew that she would need a hospital bed and to be able to position her in certain ways and, you know, keep her leg elevated and things like that. And the first time I'll say it like this. The social worker put in the paperwork for it, and she was denied. The bed was denied. And it was like, well, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense that would be denied. And I'm telling you, like, when we declare and decree, we're speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we began to speak the word of God over that situation and that circumstance. And what God did for us is he let us be in touch with someone. We went in another direction from the social worker. We went back to her general practitioner. And so his people put in a request. Now, as they put in the request, the medical equipment company, we got somebody on the line who was helping us from there. And God touched this lady's heart. He said, now, I'm looking at the paperwork that you guys sent in. He said, it has to have these certain words in it. If you have these words in there, in the paperwork, it'll be approved. So praise God. She gave us the words that were needed to be in that document. And so we, you know, of course, we let the people at the doctor's office, the clerk, know what those words were. She gave those words to the doctor. The doctor put it in the document, and I'm going to tell you what. It was approved that same day that the doctor put, I think it was maybe two sentences in that document. Bless you, Mom.
Thank you.
And it was approved that day. Glory to God. The word of God is, I mean, if a sentence can change a situation around, how much more can the word of God change things around? Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his favor was all over it because it got approved. I want to say it was Wednesday. Let me try to think of this. The days were just all mushed up. It got approved on Thursday. It went in. We put the language, changed the language, changed the word. It got approved. And then by Friday, glory to God, the bed was delivered. Hallelujah. 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 So she does have the bed, and I just thank God for it. You know, it seems like a simple thing that it should have just been done, but it had to do with the word. Amen. And then I can remember, you know, before it got approved, the Lord had me to stand in Mom's bedroom where there was an empty space, because we had stepped out by faith now, believing we were going to get this bed. So we stepped out by faith, cleaned the room out, took, you know, her bed out, had people, you know, take the bed to storage and everything. So it was clean and ready. That's a word right there. Amen. Just step out by faith, have it clean, have it ready. Amen. And so I remember standing, the Lord said, go and stand in the room and declare and decree that this bed is going to be right there in that empty spot. And so I think that was maybe Wednesday when I declared and decreed by his spirit that that bed was going to be there. And then I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for putting it there. Amen. And by Friday, it was there. Hallelujah. 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 And then on top of that, well, it was a new bed, too, because sometimes they send old beds, you know, reused beds. But this was a brand new bed. And then the young man who delivered it, we have this, my nickname is Bobby. My family knows my nickname is Bobby. And the man who delivered it was Bobby. And he as he put the bed together, he gave me his testimony. How he got saved, how the Lord has changed his life. Hallelujah. So it was just a wonderful thing. God just put some icing on top of the cake. Hallelujah. Because declarations have gone forth, and we give God all the glory. So keep declaring, keep decreeing. Hallelujah. Because God is doing great and mighty things. And even this morning, I was listening to my apostle, the chief apostle in New Jersey, and he was saying that this is the year to speak out. This is the year to proclaim. This is the year to decree. This is the year to say it, and then you'll see it come to pass. Amen. So let's do a few declarations here. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the
Lord. Whatever I do, will prosper.
For I
am like a tree
that's planted
by the stream of water. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 17, Psalms 1 and verse 3. Let's continue on another declaration. Christ
Christ
has redeemed me,
from the curse
of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. Let's do just one more. Amen. Great is the peace.
Of my children
and children's children,
For
they are taught of the Lord. Amen. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Amen. So we praise God. We're going to continue to declare and decree whatever the enemy tries to say or tries to put in our mind, in our face, in our circumstances and situations. We're going to continue to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning, we are having communion this morning. Glory to God. So if you don't have your communion element, go and get them. As we prepare to have communion this morning together. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to play this song. This is C.C. Winer. Amen. The blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. And then we'll come back. And we will take communion. So get your communion elements ready. Praise God.
The blood that
gives me strength.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Hallelujah. It's been over 2,000 years and we've known of the blood. Hallelujah. And it has not lost its power. There was a man, he was speaking one day. I'm trying to remember his name, but atheist came up to him and said, if that blood of Jesus is so great and so powerful, then how come so many people are sick? How come so many people need healing? He said, the Lord just put it right in his mind and said to this man, well, you know, there's a lot of soap in this world, and there's a lot of dirty people. He said, the difference is when you apply the soap. And the difference is when you apply the blood. Hallelujah. And when we appropriate the blood of Jesus, and when we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that's the difference. Amen. Amen. And I know, you know, we have pleaded the blood of Jesus. We've applied the blood of Jesus onto Pastor Mom with this fracture in the femur. At the age where she is right now, at the age of 90, this whole situation could have been a whole lot worse. But for the blood, hallelujah, it was the blood. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to 1 Corinthians 11:23, and we're going to read on down from 1 Corinthians 11:23. Pastor Mom will get us started. For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We're at 1 Corinthians 11:25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you declare the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. Anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Amen. So hopefully you have your communion elements there with you. Amen. Your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water. Amen. And we can partake together. First, I'm going to pray, and then we will have communion together. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your name. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. Lord God, we thank you that you see all, you know all, you're in all, and you don't miss anything in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we come today, we want to examine ourselves and see the things that we said, that we did, that we even thought that missed the mark with you, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord God. Even in the Old Testament, even before Jesus was manifested, you wanted our sins to be forgiven. You wanted us to acknowledge and recognize that we have sinned. And then you had so many ways, even in the Old Testament, for us to be forgiven of our sins. So how much more since Jesus came and the blood of Jesus has been shed for us, the perfect Lamb. Thank you, Lord God, as we ask for forgiveness of our sins, the things that we've said, things that we've done, things that we've left undone, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness of it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven our sins and you've cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And as we come together to commune in you, to do this in remembrance of you, hallelujah, we can come before your presence knowing that by your purging, cleansing, healing blood, we can come to you. Hallelujah. Without any condemnation. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise and glory for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Let's get our bread or cracker. We have a little wafer over here that we're taking, and we're going to get ready to take that together. Lord, we thank you right now for your body that was broken for us. We're going to all take and eat it in remembrance of you. Let's do that now. Thank you, Lord. And now we'll take the cup. Whatever you have, water or juice, whatever you have, let's take it together. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Drink it now in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. So his blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. I hear you, Sister Debbie. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. It was the blood. It was the blood. Hallelujah. The cleansing, purging, healing blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you that
thank
your blood
you.
Is
thank
healing
you.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, even for Pastor Mom, the fracture in the femur, that when they look at it the next time, hallelujah, they're going to see that you have indeed healed her by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And she'll be able to bear weight on that leg. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing something right now, some pain around the lower back that the Lord is touching right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His blood is upon it right now, purging out any sickness or disease in the back area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm perceiving it around the lower back. We thank you, Lord God, for healing that lower back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And what the Lord is saying is that he's taking out the shred that has been deposited in the lower back. All of the stress that has been going on right now in the name of Jesus. You spirit of stress, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that all of that stress is removed now, never to return. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the back strain, the back discomfort has left now, never to return. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's saying, the Lord is saying he's taking off that stress today in the name of Jesus that tried to settle in the lower back, the stress that tried to, that's trying to settle around the shoulders, around the shoulder area. That stress is coming off now in Jesus' name. If you've been experiencing any stress around your shoulders, just kind of rub your shoulder, wipe it like you're wiping something off of you. Wipe that stress off now in the name of Jesus. Thank you that it comes off now. It can't stay. It's got to go. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Any kind of stress around your head that's trying to bring any kind of headaches or thoughts that just keep rolling and rolling and rolling around and don't seem to want to go, the blood of Jesus is against that stress in the head, in the mind. Hallelujah. If you just wipe it off like you're wiping something off of you, we thank you, Lord God, that stress is gone now out of their head in the name of Jesus. We thank you for clarity of thought in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just clarity of thought, even the very mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just see the Lord just removing pressure from behind the eyes. I don't know if that's the sinus areas or what, but the pressure behind the eyes are being removed right now as well. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God that healeth things. Hallelujah. Your blood never loses its power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, as we just plead your blood even now. We apply your blood even now in the name of Jesus over each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. Even going on the inside, the mind, the will, and the emotions, the blood of Jesus is causing deliverances to take place. Hallelujah. Those things that seem so hard to be delivered from, the Lord says, I deliver you now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The thing that you wanted to stop doing, that you have been fighting to stop doing it, you will stop, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it shall not return. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we bless you, Lord God. We honor you, God. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you have done, seen and unseen, seen and unseen. And we say again that stress in the lower back, I see you trying to say you got to go. You must go now. You have no right. You have no authority. And you have no permission. Get off now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. If any of you were touched, God touched you today, you can press your number one key and give a testimony on that, or you can text me and, you know, and let me know. But I know God touched somebody today real good. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get to those tag team. We're going to get to the tag team preaching soon. A couple of people already got their number one key pressed, ready for tag team preaching. So anyone else, you can go ahead and get in the queue. Press your number one key and get in the queue. We still have a little bit more that we're going to do. We're going to pray over our finances. Hallelujah. And then we'll go on to the word today. I'm excited to hear the word today. Thank you all for pressing your number one key. I see you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our finances. Of course, a lot's going on in the finances. And I went to the store yesterday. When I went to the store, I got a few things here and there. And I tell you, I was just kind of surprised at how much it cost for those few little things that I got. But you know what I believe that God's going to do? Is he's going to stretch the few things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to stretch it. And, you know, he's getting us through this because, you know, when we tithe, we give offerings, he has said some things to us. So I'm expecting by his grace, by his mercy, by his word, that whatever we need, he will supply it. And he's reminding me that I was, when he called me into full-time ministry, excuse me, for 17 years, I didn't have a paycheck coming in. So for 17 years, I wasn't buying anything on my own. Hallelujah. I got blessed. I got favored. And I did not miss a meal unless I was fasting and decided I wasn't going to eat. Glory to God. So he keeps reminding me of that and letting me know that every little thing going to be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray our prayer over our finances. Glory to God. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of
and use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
you give me, and be in total
agreement
as to how it's to be spent.
Help me
to remember that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
Give me wisdom
to handle money wisely.
May I always
be paid well for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen
lost
devoured Destroy.
Destroy.
All wasted.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply.
So what I have.
What I have.
And what I make.
And what I make.
Will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will not.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
Be anxious.
About finances.
About finances.
But will seek. Your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And Lord,
as
I sow my blessing seed,
I remember
that it's harvest time.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via our Cash App, which is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may also, if you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that is 2E. You can also mail it and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And now let's have a word of prayer over our giving today. Amen. So, Lord God, we thank you for those who are tithing. In Malachi 3, you said, hallelujah. Try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted, because that's what the devourer does. So we thank you that you have rebuked the devourer, and he cannot take what is set aside for you, hallelujah, to bless you with, and that you want us to be blessed with, in the name of Jesus. And then Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, hallelujah, with the same measure that you give, that's going to be given back to you, even more, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers, in the name of Jesus, that it will be given back to the givers, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you, Lord. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will bless us as you have promised us, as the sand in the sea, the stars in the sky, and make us thousandfold more than we are right now. And bless us a thousandfold. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I was in the elevator this morning. We're going to play one more song before we go into our tag team preaching today. I was in the elevator, and I'm usually paying attention. We're on the second floor. I was just going to the first floor, and I was checking things in my bag, make sure everything was okay. And I looked up, and I was on the sixth floor, the seventh floor, the eighth floor. I was like, oh, my goodness. And I kept pressing the number one to go to the first floor, and it just kept going. And we have 19 floors in the building, and ended up on the 19th floor, and this elderly man, I think he's probably in his 90s, and a woman, I guess she came to pick him up for church this morning, got in the elevator, he looked right at me and he said, I mean, I've seen him before. I don't recall his name, but I've seen him before. But he looked at me, and I had my cart with stuff in it, bags in it. And he looked at this big red bag that I have, and he said, that's a bag full of money. He said, you got a bag full of money. I said, yes, sir. Amen. I received that in the name of Jesus. I said, well, maybe I just needed to go up there this morning so he could prophesy into my life, say that I had a bag of money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that blessed me this morning. Amen. Amen. So I'm kind of between two songs this morning. I think I'm going to just go with CC again, the goodness of God, as we get ready to go into the Word today. Amen.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. Let's get into the Word today. We have ones that are lined up. Thank you, Jesus, for our tag team preaching today. Amen. We still have room. You bring a scripture, bring a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. So we still have time for others to jump on in. You can also read from your devotional and just share something that you read this week that blessed you. You can read scriptures. You know, you don't have to take the whole 5 minutes. You can read some scriptures and just bless us with the scriptures that the Lord lay on your heart. Amen. You can give a testimony. Praise God. So there's so much that you can do. You got 5 minutes to bless the Lord, oh, your soul. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom this morning. Hallelujah. She's going to be the first one to bring a word this morning. Hallelujah. Greet everybody again, Pastor Mom.
Good evening.
Yeah, we're still in, well, we just got to the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Amen. So you have your scripture that you're going to say from memory?
Mm-hmm.
What, is that the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Trust.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own strength.
In all your ways. Acknowledge
him.
And he will direct
your path.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, so that's Pastor Mom's. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If you've been with us for any time at all, you know that that's Pastor Mom's favorite scripture. Right, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, so this is the order that you all are in today. I'm going by how you pressed your number one key. Glory to God. So we're going to start off with, Pastor Mom was first, then Minister Joy, Pastor Price, Minister Amber, and Minister Rachel and family. Hallelujah. And Pastor Price, if you want me to change that order, text me and let me know. Otherwise, we'll stay in that order. Hallelujah. Okay, then. Minister Joy, your line is open. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome. Good morning,
I can hear
everyone.
You well. Hi.
You can hear me?
Very well.
Okay, good. Good morning to all. My afternoon to all. Today's message is called Law Found in Joy. Today's Bible reading comes from Luke 15, 1 through 24. That's Luke 15. 1 through 24. It says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. That's Luke 15, 6. During a walk on the beach with his wife, Carly, Larry and Carly struck up a conversation with an older man who was using a metal detector to scan an area just below the surf line. They call me the ringmaster. So far this year, I found 167 lost rings. Sometimes rings have names on them, the older man explained. The older man then said, I love seeing their owner's faces when I return them. I post online and check to see anyone contact lost and found. I found rings missing for years. When Carly and Larry mentioned that they enjoy metal detecting too, but they don't do it as often as he does, the older man's parting words were, "You never know unless you go. You never know unless you go." We find another kind of search and rescue in Luke 15. In Luke 15, in the Message Bible, it says, in verse 1 through 3, it says, "By the time a lot of men and women of questionable reputation were hanging around Jesus, listening intently, the Pharisees and religion scholars were not pleased, not at all pleased. They growled. He takes in sinners, eat meals with them, treat them like old friends. They grumbling, triggering this story. Verse 4 and 7 says, "Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you find it? When found, you can be sure you will put it across your shoulder, rejoicing. And when you got home, call in your friends and neighbors, saying, 'Celebrate with me. I found my lost sheep.' Count on it. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescue life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue." In verse 8 and 10, it says, "Or imagine a woman who has 10 coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and scour the house, looking in every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she finds it, you can be sure she call her friends and neighbors, 'Celebrate with me. I found my lost coin.' Count on it, the kind of party God's angels throw every time one lost soul turns to God." In verse 11 and 12, it says, "Then he said, 'There was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, Father, I want right now what's coming to me. So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through the country, and he began to feel it. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry, he would have eaten a corner cob on a pig slop, but no one would give him any." Verse 17, the twin says, "They brought him to his senses. He said, 'All this form hands working for my father, sit down to 3 meals a day, and here I am starving. I'm going back to my father. I say to him, Father, I stand against God. I stand before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a higher hand.' He got right up and went home to his father." Verse 20-21 says, "When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart's pondered. He ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech, 'Father, I sinned against God. I sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again.'" Verse 22-24 said, "But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, 'Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get a prize-winning heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, giving up for dead and now alive. Giving up for lost and now found.' And they began to have a wonderful time." That was Luke 15, 1 through 24. And it says in Luke 15, Jesus was criticized for caring about people who were far from God. In reply, he told 3 stories about things that were lost and then found: a sheep, a coin, and the sun. The man who found the lost sheep justly puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and say, "Rejoice with me." All the stories are ultimately about finding lost sheep for Christ and the joy that comes as they find it in him. Jesus came to see and to save the lost. He calls us to follow him in loving people back to God. Whether intentionally like the prodigal son or unintentionally like the sheep, God looks for us. Even though we may not feel lost, if we have no relationship with God, we are. To be found, we need to realize that God is looking for us and admit that we are separated from him. By giving up our waywardness, we can be reunited with him and restored with his family. The joy of seeing others return to him. And like the old man says, we never know unless we go. And the prayer says, thank you, Jesus, for finding and loving me. Please send me in your joy to another who needs you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good word. Good word. Lost, found, and joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I kind of don't even want to go any further without giving people an opportunity to receive Jesus. Amen. If you feel like you're lost and you've gone astray, you may have just found this broadcast. It may be sometime in the future, and you found it, and you might have liked the songs or something like that, but you just kept listening, and because you just felt that the Lord was tugging on your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And like this, Minister Joy was saying, like how the son. The prodigal son, the lost son, headed back home. He came back home because he knew it was hard out there. And he's like, I could get something good to eat, 3 meals at my daddy's house if I just go back home. Well, God is like the father in that story, in that parable. He's meeting you. Excuse me. He wants to meet you right where you are right now, and put the royal robe on you, put a ring on you, hallelujah, and welcome you. So right now we want to say a prayer, and we go back and look at John 3:16 that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him so not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, God loves you. He loves you so much. There's a scripture that even says that God is married to the backslider. So if you given your heart and life to God, maybe you were a child. You gave your heart and life to God, and you just want to come back. You want to come back. He's ready to receive you completely and totally, all the way back. And then he'll clean you up, and he'll put a robe on you and a ring on you in the spirit. That ring is a ring of authority. That the robe is a robe of authority as well. He'll bring your authority back to you. Hallelujah. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So he said, you know, you might have left him, but he didn't leave you. Amen. So we're going to pray a prayer together today. And it's from Romans 10:9, and it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So for those who pray this prayer for the first time, you shall be saved. For those of you who prayed the prayer a long time ago and you just kind of turned your back on the Lord a bit, but you're ready to come back like that lost son, this is your prayer as well. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe
you
died for me.
You died for me. for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mon. That was good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Joy. Amen. So we're going to come back again. And well, we say a prayer over those who you're coming back to the Lord, prayer for those who have never come, and this is your first time coming to the Lord. Welcome. You are a child of God. You're part of the kingdom of God. When you leave here, you're going to go straight to the Lord. When you're absent from the body, you're going to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. You are the church. I am the church. We are the church together. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And the Lord right now is filling you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right. And even power to speak in your prayer language. In the name of Jesus, amen. And then at the end, we'll come back again and we'll help you know how you can learn and grow in the Lord. Amen. Okay, so next we're going to have, and thank you again, Minister Joy. That was beautiful. I like about those rings, how he found all those rings out on the beach, 157. Wow. Okay, let's go on to Minister Amber. Praise God. We're going to open a line for you now. And Minister Rachel and family, you're next. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Hi, we hear you nice and clear.
Oh, great. Good morning to you all. And this month, as you all know, is Valentine's Day. So my message for today is about loving during stressful times, because oftentimes when we're going through like rough situations in our lives, we must still push forward in the love that God has for us and that he wants us to give to others. And I looked up some of the things that they say can happen without love when it's under stressful times, that we should not focus on, but we should focus on our Father God instead. And it says that when we're still trying to love others and love with the kind of love that God has during stressful times, the worldly response is to become distracted, withdrawn, and less affectionate. But no, when we're followers of our Father God, we must run to him for our love supply so that our love supply can overflow onto others. So that even in the midst of circumstances, we can still love with the kind of love that he has. And I have a story for when I was younger around this time. I always wanted to give Valentine's Day gifts for Mom and Joy and different members of my family. And, you know, when you're younger, you might not have the funds that you need to get all the gifts that you might need and want to give to others. But I would go to my daddy and tell him and ask him about certain things I might need, and he would help with that supply that I needed to get the gift that I want to get for others. And in that same way, when we feel like we can't love, like we need to love someone, or we might be distracted with certain things that's going on in our lives, we can go to our Father God, because he has a never-ending supply of love for us so that we can overflow that love to others. And the main thing when we're going through is we have to not think about ourselves. We almost have to, like, take ourselves out of that situation and focus on still treating others right. We must watch our attitudes and things like that so we can refocus to how God wants us to act and how he wants us to love. And he always has an overflowing supply for us. And we must always go to the scripture to see just how he wants us to love. And in John 15:12, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then it also says, I stopped to ponder this part of his words, "as I have loved you." So we must love as our Father God loves. And in John 14:15, it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And one of the ways we can demonstrate our Father God's love, even when we're going through things, is through obedience. We must always obey him and to embrace his love, his love that he wants us to have for others. And we can do that by trusting in him and trusting that the Holy Spirit will grow the fruit of love in our hearts and make that fruit of love more and more ripe and more great. Because we know that the fruit process in the natural is, if you get a banana and it's still green, that's not going to be, you might have it, you have that fruit, but you're going to have to wait for it to get ripe, for it to turn yellow, for it to do that. And so we must trust our Father God to grow the fruit of love in us. Now, we might have that fruit of love, but we must ask God to ripen it and make it become fully what he wants it to be. And then we can't just muster up love on our own and think it's just going to measure up to the standard of Jesus. No, we must go to God and ask him how he wants us to love and ask him to help us through different circumstances, even though we might be going through stressful times, even though we might be caregiving, even though we might be going through different things. And Lord God, help me to love as you love. And God's love is undeserved. God's love is based on his love and kindness. And he loves us with an unconditional love and an unconditional loving kindness. And there's a quote that I saw that really was interesting to me. And it says that although we love, we must it says that when we can't find the love to give like we want, our Father holds a storehouse, and he fills our hearts with his love, not to store but to share. So through our Father God's love, he gives it to us, not to hold to ourselves, but to share it to others. And one of the lines from my favorite C.C. Minor songs is like, just don't keep it for yourself. You got to give it away. So during this month and every single day of every moment of every single day, we must continually share the love that God has for us, because his love is so overflowing for us. His grace and mercy he gives us every single day, that even though we might not be having, our attitudes might not be right all the time, he still loves us. But we must also show that love to others. And just like in life, when I was younger and I couldn't get the gifts that I wanted without that special help from my Father, we can go to our Father God, because his love supply is unlimited, and we can always go to him. And another part of embracing his love and loving like God wants us to love is we must put on his love, and we must put his love into action. And God's word doesn't teach us to just love based on our feelings or our ability or whether we feel like it or anything like that, but we must put on his love among other virtues. In Colossians 3:14, it says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So when things feel like they're in disarray and there's contention and things like that, put on that love so everything can be bound together in his great harmony. And when we do that, his love resides in our hearts, and we must choose on a daily basis, and not even sometimes on a daily basis, but every second of every minute to put on his love. And just like when I was in high school and things like that, every once in a while, you reapply your lip gloss and everything when you go out, or you might reapply your perfume or things like that. So all throughout the day, we must continually put on God's love on a second-by-second basis and put it on that refresher so that we can be ready to show God's love everywhere we go. And for this Valentine's Day, we just need to, every one of us to embrace God's love for each and every one of us, because his love is so overflowing. He wants us to just trust in him and run to him and know that we are not by ourselves in our circumstances, so we can still show love when we're still going through, because he has that love for us. And the last scripture that I have for today is Matthew 22:37-38. It says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And lastly, it says in Psalms 116:1-2, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice in my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. So we can all call on our Father God as long as we live. And I pray that God would just overflow our hearts with his love, that even though we might be going through stressful times, we can still put on his love and show others the love that he gives us every single day. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. Loving during stressful times. Hallelujah. And the first thing I thought about when you said during stressful times, you know, loving during those times is, you know, the prayers that the Lord had me to pray earlier about getting stress off of us. Hallelujah. Amen. So he does want the stress to be off of us, and so we can love. Amen. Even during stressful times, we don't have to have the stress. Amen. During stressful times. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. And you know, for us to take ourselves out of the situation, you know, that was so good. I mean, that was a word to me. Because I was going through something, and I was like, well, maybe it's me. I'm like, the devil is a liar. This ain't me. This is the devil trying to get in here with something. And so the Lord told me, you know, to just, you know, lay that stress thing down and begin to declare and decree his word over the situation. Amen. And stay in love. Keep that love going. So thank you. And then when you said about the green banana, that it must ripen, I mean, we got the fruit, but it might be green, and it may need to ripen. And this morning as I was leaving, I was picking between the bananas I had. Some were too green to eat, and then there was one that had a little green at the top and mostly yellow. And so that's the one that I chose to eat this morning. So that was something I went through this morning. So sometimes we need to ripen. We got the fruit, and we ripen and become more like Christ over time. Hallelujah. As we were talking about being transformed earlier today, it takes time to do that. And thank God that he's given us the time to be able to ripen and have that love that he wants us to have so we can put on his love and then put his love into action. Praise God. So thank you so much for that word, Minister Amber. Thank you. Praise God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
We have, amen. Okay, we have Minister Rachel and family. Open up your line now. Minister Rachel and family, good morning. Good afternoon, I mean. Minister Rachel, take your mute off. Minister Rachel. Are you still there? Okay. Oh, let me try the other number. Okay. Minister
Rachel? Oh, thank you, because the other number dropped. I had to go on
okay.
The other phone.
Okay.
I was unmuted on the other phone because I didn't know it was going to drop because, okay, Marcus is going to read Psalm 91. Just declaring God's true treasures in the atmosphere. And Mark's going to read Psalms 91. Gabrielle's going to read Hebrews 12, verse 3 all the way to 14. I'm going to read from Isaiah 54, some scriptures God gave me. And I'm also going to read from Philippians 4, verse 4 through some scriptures he told me to read. Philippians 4. I mean, Amber probably will read along with me. So
okay.
Me and Amber start first, then Gabrielle, and then Marcus. Okay, Amber, let us read. We're in Isaiah 54. I'm going to read verses 5. Let me put the light on. It says, for thy maker, is thine husband, the Lord of hosts, is his name. No. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. And then verse 6, for the Lord hath called thee, as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy I will gather thee. Then we're going to go down to verse 13 and verse 14. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Go ahead. And thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Now, Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Philippians 4. Praise God, it's already open. Verse 4, we're going to start with. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds
through Christ Jesus.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Those things
which ye have both learned and received and heard
and
seen in me, do.
And
the God of peace shall be with you. In Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And Philippians 4, verse 19 and 20. Hallelujah. But my God shall supply all of your needs. According to his riches and glory.
By Christ Jesus.
It says, but my God, you're supposed to say that part. But my God
shall supply
all of your needs. All according to his riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father.
Be
glory forever and ever.
Be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Marcus, you can read Psalms 91.
How about them? Take a hand. And then Jim Gabriel's going to read you this one.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hey, Gabrielle, now read.
Verses 3 all the way to 14.
Verse 3. Deliver him that endured such contradiction of sins against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye chasten chastisement, whereof all our partakers, then are ye
bastards
and not sons. For furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence, so we not rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. For peace with all men and holiness with
follow
all
peace.
Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Love y'all.
love y'all. Well, to ask them all, everyone on the line. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Love you all, too. Amen. It's always good to hear you, Minister Rachel, and to hear Amber and Gabrielle. And it was a special treat to hear Marcus this morning. Amen. All of you read so well. It's so good every now and then to just have a word bath. You know, it's a bird bath.
Amen.
Bath.
Yeah, just declaring his truth and that treasure that'll stay in our heart forever. And keep us.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. So thank you all so much. You know, in the Old Testament, there were times where people just came to hear the reading of the word. You know, nobody was doing, you know, the preaching, but they were reading the word. And so thank you all for that. I really appreciate it. God bless you all. Amen. Okay, Sister Debbie. Good to see you with your number one key press. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Hello.
You got a word today?
Okay. Excuse me?
Yes. I said you got a word today?
Yes, I do.
All right, now.
Okay, the title of mine is Don't Give Up. And I will be reading from Mark chapter 5, verse 27, about the woman with the issue of blood. It says she heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that the healing power had gone out of him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Excuse me. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Speaking to her, the messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use trembling. There's no use troubling the teacher now. Sorry. But, yes, and also in another one, in Philippians 4 and 13, it says, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And the moral of that, in like the blood still worked. It was working then, and it still works now. I know sometimes we get tired, but I say don't give up. Like David, you know, like my husband David is in his final semester of the funeral service education class, and he'll be graduating this year. And a lot of them have told him, well, you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here? One of the professors going on, keep pressing on. Don't give up. I say you can get tired, but don't give up.
Amen.
I mentioned that to him about the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't give up, and that's mine, my word for today. Don't give up. I won't
don't
say don't get tired, because we all get tired. And I know she here could really be tired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give up. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was good. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Amen. No matter what it looks like, don't give up. And I don't know if you were on the line earlier today when I was saying how we went through something and we didn't give up. And
yes,
Pastor Mom was denied, amen, denied the hospital bed, but we did not give up. Hallelujah. The social worker was saying, well, just you can rent it on your own. You don't, you know, the insurance then turns you down. You could just rent it on your own. Like, that's not acceptable. We're not giving up. So, amen. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you for that word. That was a good word. And the woman with the issue of blood, she did not give up. Amen. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Always good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
We also happy to hear about David in his last semester. He's going to make it. Amen. He is going to make it. Amen. So we're going to open the line for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Unless anybody else has anything else, we're going to open it for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom. God bless you, Mom. If you're not gone to sleep, it was so good to hear your voice today. This your daughter, Helen. I thank God. And I, too, have just been blessed by all of the messages that have come forth today. And I know usually at the end you open up. I'm going to give my 5 minutes, and usually at the end you open up for us to give, any comments. And I just want to say before I give my 5 minutes, please, that I thank God so much for every part of the service. The part where Mom has opened up in prayer this morning, just so good to hear your voice, Mom. And I thank God for you. And then I love the new Pearl of the Ponder this month on transforming, how God transforms us into his image and his likeness. I love the song that you had played by Catherine King on Transformed. I love that. Found in the narrow way, hidden in the cleft of the rock, transformed into his image and into his likeness, the one we adore, the lover of our soul. And then you said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I surely thank God. I thank God for every person that already, I'm not going to come back at the end, so I'm doing this now at the beginning. I want to thank God for everyone, all of the wonderful messages that were given today. Just such a great, great blessing. I thank God for both of my daughters and the word. I often tell them to give me the messages that they've given. Joy, I want that message for you to either text it or inbox it to me, and Amber too. Such a great and wonderful blessing. And then I was thanking the Lord, like you said, Apostle, about Minister Rachel. I said, oh, my, Minister Rachel, as she read with the children and with Gabrielle and also with Amber Rose. And then when Marcus read, it looked like he was just like was it Malachi or Marcus? It was Marcus, right?
Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah. When Marcus read, I said, what clarity. You know how you'll have an instrument that is such a clear instrument that will play, you know. And I thought about it. I said, oh, it's just so wonderful. So I was thanking the Lord for Minister Rachel and for Amber Rose and Gabrielle and also for Marcus with his reading today. So that's what I want to say. So when you open it up at the end, I won't come back again, Lord willing. But I just wanted to be able to say that. Glory to God. And then,
thank you, Pastor Price.
Okay, all right. It just blessed my heart. That's all. I just wanted to say that because it blessed. And then Debbie, with Debbie's word, glory to God. And I just love it. And keep on keeping on, to keep on keeping on. I thank God for her and thank God for that word that she gave today. It's so good to hear that our brother is continuing on and going to be graduating soon. I often kind of brag on Debbie and her faith in God. I know there were ones that Jesus would brag on, the centurion that told Jesus to speak the word only and thy servant would be healed. And oftentimes I see Debbie's faith, such tremendous, tremendous faith that she'll say God in the midst. She has tenacious faith, a tenacity in her faith. And it encourages my heart. So I love you, Sister Deb, and thank God for you. So now I'm going to start my 5 minutes now, okay? And I timed it, and it may seem like it's longer, but it's not. It's less than 5 minutes. So I praise God.
All right.
Today, hallelujah. Today, God wants to, by his precious Holy Spirit, to encourage and challenge us to build our faith. You know, you ever seen tap dancers? They'll say, challenge. And really, God is encouraging us and challenging us to build our faith in a couple of special areas. We really need to build our faith in every area that God leads us to. The word says, study to show yourself ourselves approved unto God, workmen who need not to be ashamed, who rightly divide the word of truth. So we must build our faith in so many areas so that we may be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But today he's having us to build, to encourage men at the, by his Holy Spirit to encourage us and challenge us to build our faith in a couple of special areas. And he's confirmed that this is really what he wanted to do, even through you, apostles, today. So briefly, before I tell you these two areas, the Lord wants us to always remember that he never promised us that this life would be a bed of roses, that we would tip through the tulips of this life without encountering anything coming up in our lives, or that we would be exempt from the storms of this life. To the contrary, God gives us warnings over and over again of things that we may encounter in this life. God does not say if, but he says when. In Isaiah 43 and verse 2, it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Living Bible says in that verse, when you go through deep waters and great trouble, and anybody has, any of you have gone through deep waters and great trouble, he said, I will be with you. And I love that Romans 8:28 says, all things are working together for good. No matter how they may look, no matter how they may seem, it's going to work together for good. He said, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Remember, we're not exempt. In this life, there are going to be things that are going to come. In the New Testament, we found out that being a Christian does not exempt us from encountering temptations, tests, and trials. John 16 and verse 33, Jesus says, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, he says, I have overcome the world. In 1 Peter 4:12, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. In fact, we're told, when we're told to put on the armor of God, he said, above all else, taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. If God says above all else, he said, take your shield of faith so you may be able to quench all of the fiery darts. In this life, the enemy is trying to get fiery darts at us. Hallelujah. But God has given us his shield of faith to quench those fiery darts of the enemy. Then in James 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, my brethren. It can be saying, my sister, my brethren. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That is why we are called by God to daily pray. We got to pray every day. You know, it says you got to pray. What is his name? The man used to sing that song. You got to pray just to make it today. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 through 3, it says, first of all, that I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone. Verse 2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority. Why? Because God says in that verse, in 1 Timothy 2:2, you need to read that. We need to read that every day. 1 Timothy 2:2 says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It takes us to pray every day, Lord, that we may lead. God wants a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's 1 Timothy 2:2. He don't want our home to be full of turmoil, or as Amber, my daughter Amber says, he don't want us having H-E double hockey stick every day. You don't want us going through that kind of turmoil. You're going in all kind of H-E double hockey sticks going on every day. No, no, no. The word says in 1 Timothy 2:2, he wants us to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And then in order for this to be accomplished in 1 John 5 and verse 4, he said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So today by the Spirit of God, we're being challenged very quickly. I'll be through in just about another minute or so. Today by the Spirit of God, we're being challenged and encouraged because of all that we're facing this life to build our faith in two areas. And they're very familiar areas. So you're going to say, I've heard that. But listen again, because God wants us to remember, keep in the forefront of our mind and our memory of what he says. First, he wants us to be built, our faith to be built in his name. In his name. We got to be, our faith has got to, we got to take that challenge to go and make our own, get us a book of our own and be able to build our faith in his name. In Acts 3, verse 1 through 8, when the man at the beautiful gate was healed and began to walk, the crowd in verse 12 were amazed and looked at Peter and John as though they had performed that miracle through their own power of holiness. Peter and John said in Acts 3 and verse 13, we didn't do this. God did. And then they said these famous words in Acts 3:16. So we know John 3:16, but Acts 3:16 says, and his name, through faith. God says, I want to encourage you and challenge you to build your faith in his name. Through faith in his name have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Jesus wants us to have faith and build our faith in him and in his name. We got to, you know, we don't want to be a little bit of fluff. We don't want the enemy just coming in and doing whatever he wants to do. And that shield of faith that we're to take above all else, there's a portion in that shield of faith that is the faith in Jesus' name. Build our faith. He's encouraging us and challenging us to do that. Lastly, as we close, the other area where God is challenging us to build our faith is in the precious, mighty blood of Jesus Christ. I got confirmation of that today because Apostle said today, but for the blood. We must apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what I want to encourage you and to challenge you to build your faith in the precious, mighty blood of Jesus Christ. In Romans 3, verse 3:25 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. He said, we see in Romans 3:25, he says that we got to have faith in his blood. In the NMB Bible, it says, him, that's talking about Jesus Christ, God has made a seat of mercy through faith in his blood to show the righteousness, glory to God, that is of value before him and that he forgives the sins that are past. That Romans 3:25 says we got to have faith in his blood. Just like we got to have faith in his name, we have to have faith in his blood. Revelation 12:11 says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The oldest saints of God would say the blood still works. Say with me, the blood still works. Glory to God. Isaiah 43 and verse 6 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. We've got to be able to know and build our faith. God is encouraging us to build our personal faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus Christ. Remember that pleading the blood of Jesus Christ is like a legal term. In the United States Court of Law, was plead the Fifth Amendment saying that they have the right to not incriminate themselves. As a Christian, when we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saying that all that Jesus shed his blood for us on Calvary's cross belongs to us, and that anything contrary to that has no right to remain upon us. In the court of law, when there was, we saw last week that the former president, Donald Trump, they had a court case coming out of New York City,
and they put him on the stand for 4 hours. In those 4 hours, one particular report said that he pled the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate himself 440 times. That meant, oh, and in 1 hour, he pled the Fifth Amendment 110 times. And so when we look at that, he did, how much more do we who have the blood of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary's cross, and he's encouraging us, build our faith. Our trust, that means we got to do it on a personal basis. That when things, and we will need that, saints of God. There are things that we will face. Remember that he didn't say we're exempt from the storm. We said that at the beginning. We have things that will happen to us almost every day. That something, all we can do is say, Jesus, have faith in the name Jesus. Or that we come to the part where we have to have and say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I remember that before this incident happened down here in Memphis, Tennessee, when they killed the young man, the policeman killed the young man. They were in, this is from my area where I live at. That Scorpion unit is from the area where we live at right now. I'm not talking about blocks and blocks of all over. It was in this area. And they have not only the Scorpion police unit, but they have the sheriffs who have taken to come up into this area. And it's almost like an harassment. And they stopped Joy and Amber. I was in St. Louis. They stopped Joy and Amber on their way home for Wednesday night Bible study. And they were coming to get ready to give their messages. But the sheriff stopped them, and they called me on the phone and said, Mama, they stopped us, Mama. The sheriff, he was not nice. The sheriff, it was a black sheriff and a white sheriff. The white sheriff was nice, but the black sheriff was determined to talk to those girls almost any kind of way. And while I was in St. Louis, I remember I was in Apostle's bedroom, and I began to say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's all I knew to do, the blood of Jesus. And they knew that if they had said anything, it would have escalated. And those men might have done anything. We don't know, but God let them come. And I was so happy and blessed the Lord. So I'm asking this question by the Spirit of God today. Will you accept the challenge to personally build your faith in the name of Jesus Christ and in his precious mighty blood? And I'm saying to the Lord, yes, Lord, I will. I'll keep it in the forefront of my mind and of my memory, Lord. And so he's asking us the question, will you say yes to? Will you say yes? And continue on a daily basis to study, to find out about the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, because if you let it get behind and you leave it, it'll get away from you. Keep it in the forefront of your mind and memory. So God bless each and every one of you today. And Apostle, I turn it back over to you. God bless you. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I know you. A lot was said today in a little bit of time. Amen. We are challenged and we are encouraged in the Word of God today. And I'm, looking at the last 2 points. Our faith has to be built in his name. Hallelujah. And faith in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much. You said so much today. And, you know, what I thought about today was that balloon that came from China. And, you know, for what, over 2 days, it's floating in the United States, in the atmosphere and everything. And I was speaking to that balloon and all that it stands for in the name of Jesus. I was pleading the blood of Jesus over that balloon. And I'm sure there was a lot of other people who were doing that as well, you know, and people that I was hearing say, shoot that thing down, shoot it down. Well, they wasn't shooting it down at that moment. They ended up doing that. But I was pleading the blood of Jesus because this is what I saw, and I plead the blood of Jesus over what I saw, what I thought about when it was in the air. I thought about, you know, when for Nebuchadnezzar came into Babylon, came from Babylon. He went to Israel, and they invited him in, and the king invited him in and allowed him to see everything that was going on in there. And after that, I believe I'm saying this correct by the word of God, after that, they came in. And everything they saw, they were able to take. And so that came to my mind. So I was pleading the blood of Jesus over that balloon. And it's like, you know, no matter what they said, if it was a mistake, somebody, it's not really a government thing, it was a personal thing. You know, those people from that country, they know technology. And they know how to move technology. And I felt like this was like, you know, they didn't send a big warship. They didn't send a big plane, or they didn't send a nuclear bomb where you could tell it was on a rocket or something like that. They sent something that looked benign. And a balloon looked benign. A balloon looks like, oh, this is a child thing that's floating in the air, you know. And so I'm telling you, I was pleading the blood of Jesus. I know I'm not the only one who was pleading the blood of Jesus over that balloon and those two balloons. Then another one showed up. Those two balloons and all that they stand for in the name of Jesus. So we're appropriating the blood. And we're speaking Jesus over that whole situation, that they will not come in and try to do something else after that. Amen. So I had thought about it, but when you started saying the blood, and I went back to the blood, it was like, okay, amen and amen. So we have appropriated the blood over that situation. So God bless you all. We've already prayed the prayer of salvation, and we want to invite people to come and learn and grow with us. What God has done is he's developed this family of broadcast so that we can learn and grow together. And so the way that you get to this family of broadcast is calling 516-418-5699. You can also listen to the broadcast, listen to our podcast of all of our broadcasts in their entirety by just simply going to Google and putting in Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And when you put that in, then, okay. These are the workers. They came to put Mom back in the bed. Okay, so praise God. So we're going to get them while we can. So I was saying about our broadcast. So this is where we learn and grow together. On Sundays, we come together at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You call that number, 516-418-5699, and we meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is a senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Amen. And we're doing this from the rehab today, but next week we should be home. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom is going to be speaking on next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Now, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues, to pray in the spirit, and then we have interpretation of tongues after that. And let me tell you, that is no less than awesome. Hallelujah. 2 years ago, when Roe v. Wade was 50 years strong, the Lord let us know as we prayed in tongues that abortion was gone with the wind. So God is speaking. He's telling us things. He wants us to spend that time in his presence, and then he'll let us know what's going on in the world. Amen. Even before it happens. Now, on Wednesday, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. On Wednesday, we're doing two things on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday, fourth Wednesday of every month. They're at the same time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on the second Wednesday, which is coming up this Wednesday, February the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're having our healing service with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And we call it prophetic healing. And God lets us know what ailments are going to be healed before the broadcast. People come in, call in, and are healed. What God reveals, he heals. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends, tell your family about it. This Wednesday, February 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the last Wednesday of the month, the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that's the 22nd of February, we're having our new broadcast. This is our second time that we've had it. Our new broadcast, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. So all of these babies that were born during the pandemic who are between the ages of newborn and 3 or 4 years, God is doing something special with those children right now. And so we want to pray for those children. If you know someone who has children that age, let them know about Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be praying for babies. Specifically, on the 22nd, we're praying for babies who need healing. So if you have someone with babies that are there physically, going through something physically or even emotionally or developmentally, tell them to call in, and we're going to be praying for our babies on the 22nd of February, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And lastly is our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Every Thursday this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have the Osbournes, Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. If you joined us on the second or on this last Thursday, you know that this couple is on fire. Amen. You need a word from the Lord after they finish speaking. They give a word, an accurate word from the Lord. Praise God. And this week, they're going to be talking about their ministry and how the Lord had them to start the ministry, what's going on right now in the ministry, and what the Lord has shown them in the future. So that's what we're going to be doing. And then the next two Thursdays after that, on the 16th, Reverend Kim is going to preach the word. And then on the 23rd, Reverend Bill is going to preach the word. So we're really looking forward to all that God is doing the rest of this month. Amen. So as we get ready to close, I'm going to open all the lines real quick. I think all of you have said something, but I'm going to open up all the lines. And if you have anything to say, you can go ahead and say it now. Or make sure that you mute your line if you don't want to say anything right now. So every line is open. If you'd like to say something, go ahead and do it now.
This is Amber, and I truly thank God for all the messages that were brought forth tonight. And I thank God for each and every one of you, and each one really blessed my heart.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Thank you. And that was a good word through you today, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all coming on and getting all into the tag team preaching. Thank you so much.
That's
a blessing.
Hi.
You will now have that down there off our.
We love you all. Everything.
Love you too. Amen. Amen. Good to hear that deep voice today, Marcus.
And that was Malachi, too, in the background.
Oh, I forgot
reading,
both of them
but
have
just a few minutes ago, they were saying something because I wasn't in the room.
Oh. Hey, Malachi. Amen. Thank you all. Okay. All right. Well, God bless you all. Good to see all of you all today. Amen. And we praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And love you and have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. Oh, Pastor Mom needs to say the closing prayer. Can't leave without that. They got her in the bed. They changed her into her gown. So she's laying down. You want to close us out in prayer, Mom? You have any comments you want to make?
No.
No? Okay. Everybody did good today, didn't they? Mom?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not moving you around. Well, say your prayer. May the Lord watch. Amen. Amen. All right. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you.